Before I start this story, I need to say that the idea for it came from my friend John Nance, who is a regular at our Tuesday 7 a.m. Bible study. And John, at one point, as we were studying these texts coming up toward Christmas, asked, "What about the angel Rufus?" Thought, well, I never heard of an angel called Rufus, but what a wonderful name for one. So I created the story about Rufus, the apprentice angel. Rufus was an apprentice angel. That means he was studying to be an angel, someone who delivered messages for God. His teacher was an experienced and well-known messenger of God named Gabriel. There were really only two classes required for student angels. First, Rufus took classes in listening so he could be sure and get the message right. Messages from God were so important that they had to be delivered correctly or things might go terribly wrong. Second, angels took classes in speaking. The messages had to be delivered in a voice loud and strong enough that said, "This is important," but a voice that was kind enough so that it didn't scare the wits out of the people receiving the messages. The first messages that Rufus got to deliver were for other younger angels. These were messages like, "Do your homework," or "Pick up your toys," or "Eat your broccoli." He learned that some angels would respond to the message immediately, while others didn't even seem to be paying attention. With those who weren't listening, sometimes he repeated the message. If they still didn't do what they were supposed to do, he would raise his voice and ask, "Are you listening to me?" What he learned from all this was that he had no control over whether someone to whom he delivered a message did what they were told to do. He could not even assure that they were listening. Gabriel taught him, "Your job is simply to deliver the message. It's their job to do what they're supposed to do." Still, it bothered Rufus when angels just ignored the instructions he brought them. His next step in learning to become an angel was to go with his teacher and stand in the background while Gabriel, the more experienced angel, delivered a message to humans. Once he was invited by Gabriel to come with him to a place called Jerusalem. His teacher told Rufus that as a student, he was to stand hidden in the shadows and be perfectly quiet because they were going to a room where very few humans ever enter, a place set aside for nothing but the worship of God. When they arrived, the room was filled with smoke that smelled strong but not unpleasant. Gabriel called the smoke incense and said that the people thought of their prayers rising to God just like the smoke from the incense rose toward the ceiling. Rufus stood hidden in the darkness of the shadows and tried to keep from coughing because of all the smoke. Across the hazy room, he could just barely see a man with a gray beard wearing a long robe. Rufus overheard Gabriel telling the human, whose name he learned was Zechariah, that he and his wife, who was named Elizabeth, were going to have a child. Gabriel even told him what the name of his child was to be. It was to be John. Rufus would have thought that the man would have been happy to get this news, but he acted like he didn't believe it. He told Gabriel that he and his wife were too old to have children. Rufus could tell that this man, doubting the truth of the message, upset Gabriel, since he was an angel who was used to be taken seriously. So Gabriel told the man that, since he had doubted, he would not be able to speak until all that Gabriel had told him came true. On their way home, Gabriel confided in Rufus that he wasn't really in the habit of punishing humans when they didn't believe one of his messages, but in this case, he just couldn't help himself. After all, the message wasn't telling the man he had to do something difficult or that something terrible was going to befall him. Gabriel had given him good news, which was supposed to be received with great joy rather than doubt. Some people just weren't even able to receive good news graciously. About 6 months later, as humans count time, Gabriel invited Rufus to go with him on another journey, this time to a town that the young angel had never heard of. A place called Nazareth. They were going to visit a young girl, so Gabriel wanted to be especially careful not to frighten her. As the older angel entered the girl's room, Rufus was given instructions to stand just outside the door so he could listen to what was being said without being seen himself. Gabriel greeted the girl as if she were a queen and assured her that she need not be afraid of him. The news he gave this young girl, whose name Rufus learned was Mary, was similar to that he had told the old man. She was going to have a baby too. Rufus was beginning to wonder if all angels did was travel around the world delivering birth announcements. This Mary was clearly surprised to hear the news, since she was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, but they were not married yet. Still, the girl said that she would do whatever God asked her to do. Then Gabriel told her that Elizabeth was going to have a baby too, and Mary didn't seem to have any trouble believing it. Now, that's the proper way to receive a message from God, Gabriel told his apprentice afterwards. But now, I have a surprise for you. Do you remember the man Mary was engaged to? Joseph, Rufus answered. The student angel wanted to be sure that his teacher knew that he had been listening carefully. That's correct, his teacher said, smiling. When he hears that Mary is going to have a baby before they're married, he will be very upset. He won't know whether he should marry her or not. Someone is going to have to tell him that everything is going to be okay, and that someone is you. Do you think I'm ready to let a human see me? Said Rufus. No, Gabriel replied, not just yet. But you are ready to speak to a human in a dream. Like his ancestor called Joseph, you will speak to this Joseph in a dream and tell him that it is just fine to marry Mary and that the child she's going to have is a very special child who will show the world God's love for all people. He is, Rufus questioned. God's love for all people? That's right, exclaimed Gabriel. You see, it's the job of every human to show some of God's love to some people, the people they meet and come to know during their time on earth. This child, however, will grow into someone who will not only tell people about God's great love for them, but by the way he lives, will show the whole world all of God's love for all people. Wow, this is a pretty special child, Rufus agreed. The most special ever born. And you are going to be the one who will tell that to Joseph. As the time came near for him to enter Joseph's dream and deliver the message, Rufus practiced exactly how he would word it. Joseph, do not be afraid to marry Mary. No, Mary, Mary sounded strange. Joseph, do not be afraid to wed Mary. Nah, that still wasn't right. Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child she is going to give birth to is a very special child who will show the world God's love for all people. Now that sounded right. So Rufus delivered the message in Joseph's dream, and Joseph did marry Mary, and she did give birth to a child named Jesus, who truly did show in his words and in his life God's love for all people. Years later, when he was teaching apprentice angels of his own, it always gave Rufus great satisfaction that he was the one to deliver this message to Joseph, that he had played a part in delivering the most important message ever spoken. A short while later, Gabriel came to his apprentice and said, "You did well. So well, in fact, that I have other messages for you to deliver. There are some foreigners who read the stars and followed one particular star to see Jesus. On their way, they stopped to see a wicked king named Herod, who would harm the child if he could. Tell them to return to their home by a different way than the one by which they came, so they don't have to speak to Herod again. Then tell Joseph to take Mary and Jesus and leave the country until it's safe to return. Do you think you could deliver another couple of dream messages and tell them that?" Rufus felt sure that he could. The rest, my friends, is history. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for the many messages of love that you send us. We thanks for all the angels surrounding us who show us and speak to us messages of your love. Sometimes those are parents, or believe it or not, brothers or sisters, our children, our friends, our colleagues. We thank you for being with us and for teaching us that your love is for all people, not just some. All of the time, not just some of the time. Help us to remember that and send us a message when we need it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down.